Hari Bol and greetings from Vrindavan. Actually, it's very nice to connect with all of you like this, and I can see you in my mind's eye. The second step on the road which leads us to our Lord is Atma Nivedanam, or dedication of the self. And there's a beautiful song in this connection by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. O Lord, I offer this humble prayer at your feet. I gave up the shelter of your feet, which are soft as newly grown leaves, and now my mind has become dried up like a desert, dry, being scorched by the fire of absorption in horrible worldliness. I find no strength to rise again, and thus I spend my days bitterly lamenting. There's no soul as forlorn as me. Now, what can help at that time when we feel dry and uninspired? Pray for the mercy of devotees. He says, by discussing with devotees, I shall give up all these disturbances. There's another song where he says, seeing my fallen condition and being merciful to me, the devotees came and said, O humble soul, please listen to this wonderful message and your heart will rejoice. Devotees can give us the message, which is always a hopeful inspiration. It comes from the Lord. Stand up, move on. I'm always there for you. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the best message is Lord Chaitanya has appeared and delivered the whole world by distributing the holy name. Go and beg for the nectar of the holy name from Lord Chaitanya. This is actually very hopeful. As soon as you turn to the Lord by chanting the holy name, the Lord says, I'm here for you. It seems he had just been waiting for this. That's also what Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. He says, one hope animates my soul. I spend day and night singing your holy name while living in your divine abode. And this will bring me to the supreme cooling shade of your lotus feet. We will continue tomorrow.